Chris Brown has been accused of sexual assault. A man has been busted for crashing his car outside Taylor Swift's New York apartment. And Ed Sheeran says he ditched his phone in 2015. It's Friday, January 28th, and here are your latest music news stories brought to you by The Filter. Chris Brown has been accused of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman on a yacht docked at Diddy's Miami Beach home. According to a lawsuit obtained by Rolling Stone, the alleged victim, identified as Jane Doe, is a music artist, choreographer, dancer, and model. She was invited to join Brown on the yacht on December 30th, 2020. The woman alleges that Brown gave her a drink and they talked about her music. After refilling the drink, Doe claimed she became disoriented, physically unstable, and started to fall in and out of sleep. Doe alleges that she was taken to a bedroom where Brown closed the door and stopped her from trying to leave. She claimed Brown removed her bikini bottoms and started kissing her and sexually assaulted her. The following day, according to the lawsuit, Brown demanded Doe take the morning after pill Plan B. Doe is seeking at least $20 million US in damages. Neither Brown nor his reps have commented on the lawsuit. In 2019, Brown publicly denied allegations that he has sexually assaulted a woman in Paris, insisting it was against my character and morals. A man was arrested on Thursday after allegedly crashing his car into Taylor Swift's New York City apartment building. Morgan Mank, a 31-year-old from Virginia, was charged with driving under the influence. He was hospitalized for evaluation. According to the reports, Mank allegedly drove the wrong way on the street at 3:15 a.m. before crashing his car. He's accused of getting out of the vehicle and trying to rip the intercom panel off the facade of the building while mumbling about Swift. TMZ cited law enforcement sources saying that Mank told the officers he was not going to leave the area until he met Swift. It is not known if the singer was in her home at the time of the incident. On Wednesday, Mank posted a link to Swift's song Champagne Problems on Facebook, and earlier in the week he called her insane in a tweet. In 2019, Roger Alvarado was sentenced to 4 years in jail after breaking into Swift's townhouse. Another man was convicted after accessing the roof of her building. You get enough stalkers trying to break into your house and you kind of start prepping for bad things, Swift wrote in L in 2019. Ed Sheeran says he hasn't used a mobile device in 7 years because he didn't like the pressure he felt to respond to text messages. I don't carry a phone, no. I haven't had a phone since 2015, the singer said on the Collector's Edition with Ben Clymer. I get really overwhelmed and sad with a phone. I just spend my whole time just in a low place. I got rid of it and it was like a veil just lifted. Sheeran said he ditched the phone following the Multiply tour and has since relied on email to communicate with people. I didn't so much cut contact with people, I just limit contact with people. Sheeran said he felt the pressure to constantly respond to text messages. Now, people close to him have an email address they can use to get in touch with him. Every few days, I'll sit down and I'll open up my laptop and I'll answer 10 emails at a time, he explained. I'll send them off and I'll close my laptop and then I'll go back to living life and I don't feel overwhelmed by it. Sheeran said getting rid of his phone has improved his mental health. The best thing about it is the moments that I have with the people that I love are in person and uninterrupted. In 2015, Sheeran posted a message on Instagram letting fans know he was taking a break from his phones, email, and all social media for a while because I find myself seeing the world through a screen and not my eyes. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.